We have arrived at the city of Arcaba in the western part of the country. This is your free day in our excursion, but if you follow the instructions on the map I've just given out, you'll be able to sightsee the city on your own during the day. I'll pick you up at this spot again in 6 hours, that is, at 6 p.m. Please try to be punctual, as we need to head off to Sustain to spend the night there. And remember, we'll have dinner together on the way. Now take a look at the map. I'll give you a short description of the most important places that you shouldn't miss. Ready? In the centre of the city is the National Congress, from where Independence Avenue goes straight to the railway station, at the northernmost point of the city. West of the National Congress is St Paul's Park, rectangular in shape, and extending almost to the limits of St James's Circus, a circular area where you'll find colourful antique shops and cafes. St James's Circus is overlooked by a row of modern buildings belonging to the army running alongside it on the east. From the National Congress, a straight, narrow road branches off to the left. It reaches the Modern Art Museum just inside the city boundary. The Modern Art Museum presents a most extensive display of works of art, from architecture and design, prints and illustrated books, to film and media. As additional information, it's good to know that a range of hills surrounds the coast in the broadest part of the country, in a rough semicircle about 30 kilometres away from the sea. These hills provide hiking in the summer and skiing in winter. The hills continue eastwards along the middle of the narrower part of the country, where the beaches attract tourists from all over the world in summer. It is a marvellous capital city, and it's renowned for its gastronomy based on seafood. It's also of historic interest because of the role the city played in the revolution. Does anybody play golf? Golf courses are one of the most traditional games in the country, and there are several good courses around the city. You don't have time to visit the surrounding vineyards, but if you happen to have the chance, I'd rather you try the local wine, you'll never forget it. Anyway, whether you come to Arcaba in winter or in summer, you'll always find somewhere to enjoy and relax. Have fun and be back on time.